Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But joining us now to talk some baseball, former Oriole, world champion with the Boston Red Sox, MLB Network. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. Let's welcome into the program, Kevin Millar. Kevin, good morning.
Boys, what's going on?
A little of this, little of that, to be totally honest with you. Let me ask you this, Kevin Millar, in regards to Manny, not necessarily the trade rumors, but the way he's handled it. He's been on the trade block, if you will, since last December. The Orioles have stunk since pretty much the first week of the season. The media scrutiny has been intense. Your thoughts, Kevin Millar, on the way he has handled all of this attention?
I think he's been a pro, to be honest with you. Manny Machado himself, there's no pressure. People are like, hey, what do you think about Manny every day? I'm like, no. There's no distraction. It's the distraction to the teammates that are constantly answering the same question, like, what's Manny? Where's Manny going to go? What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Manny, this guy's a stud. This guy's going to make between $200 to $500 million next year. This guy's going to go to a contender. We don't know where he's going to go. We know the Yankees just moved in. We think the Brewers. We think the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this is an exciting time for baseball because rarely does a star, you know, become available at the trading deadline. You know, an organizational type change star like a Manny Machado could potentially be for an organization. And so I think Manny's done a great job of just, you know, you haven't heard a whole lot from him. All he's been doing is go out there and playing baseball and doing what he's, you know, does. But from an Oriole standpoint and a teammate standpoint, you just got to be like tapped out, uncle, you're on pace to win right. 28 games. And you're like, wow.
Now, when do you think he gets moved? Because Bob thinks a week from today, I think before the All-Star break.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see him get moved quick. I mean, yeah. You know, I want to see something move. I mean, do we have to wait to the end of July? I mean, if there's a team going to actually get Manny Machado, offer the Orioles a deal. Hopefully the Orioles front office doesn't slow it down. And you know what? They've already missed the boat on trading him a year before to get a bigger package. And it's got to be to a team that might be able to sign him. But if it's going to be a team to the Brewers, your package probably is not going to be that great because you're only renting him for 3 months. He's not going to sign in Milwaukee. So it's a real fine line of how this is going to go down because the Orioles kind of already missed their boat a year and a half ago because that's the value. You could have had Manny for another year, and then all of a sudden the package becomes bigger. Right now, the Yankees supposedly, you know, offered a nice package to the Orioles, and if you're the Orioles, you got to act. I would think you'd act pretty quick and see what's best, you know, for your organization, but you can't sit here and let this thing linger on, in my opinion.
Kevin Millar joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny and Haney. Kevin's going to be talking about SeatGeek.com here in a minute. Of the rumored teams, and for a while there, Kevin, there were seven. It's kind of been trimmed to three that are quote-unquote seriously pursuing him, Yankees, Brewers, and the Dodgers. Who needs him the most? Because the Yankees already have enough offense to win. Maybe they want to tighten up defense at third base, but who needs him the most heading into the next couple of weeks here?
I would immediately say if I'm the Milwaukee Brewers front office, go get him. We are a good ball club. We're in the Central. I think we're as good as the Cubs. I don't think the National League has a great, or let's just say a star-powered type team like the American League with the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Astros, and then, you know, you can throw the Indians in there if they get hot. So if I'm sitting back and I'm the Milwaukee Brewers front office, I'm like, we need Manny Machado. Let's go after this thing. We have a chance to win this World Series this year. That's the organization I'm saying.
Now, Kevin, when you looked at the season, at the beginning of the season, what was your anticipation? What was your expectation of the Orioles prior to the season beginning?
Not great, not nearly this bad. It doesn't make sense to me when I sit back and see how this team is that bad generally speaking, the same group of guys that we've seen for the last few years. I mean, when I tell you before the year starts, we got Manny Machado, we got Adam Jones, we got Chris Davis, we got Jonathan Scope, we got all these guys like, oh, my God. Okay, Scope hasn't hit as well as he did last year. So that's why we're not winning. We went out and got Alex Cobb. That didn't work out. But Cashner's been pretty good. They've never had great starting pitching. They just kind of battle through. Same type bullpen. And they're the worst team out there. I'm thinking, what went wrong? How does something like this go that bad? And they beat the Yankees. They got 5 wins against the Yankees. So you can't say, well, they play the Red Sox and the Yankees every day. Yeah, they play them 38 times. And there's something to that because both those teams are going to win 100 games. But it's like, man, and it's been tough. And, you know, you love the guys on the team, but I don't know what the answer is to that. I haven't been around them every single day, but from an outsider looking in, it's not very good.
Kevin, we talk about the big fancy teams like the Bostons, New Yorks, the Houstons, Cubs, et cetera, but Tampa Bay and Oakland, both surprising. Oakland actually might be buyers here coming up in the next couple of weeks, but of the two, who's been the biggest surprise to you?
You have to say the Rays. I mean, the Oakland A's, they're in division, you know. The Angels got kind of a good start. We kind of got real excited to, you know, the Angels are doing good. We might see Mike Trout in the postseason. All of a sudden, the Mariners start just blowing through, and no one even says a word. All of a sudden, they were 24 games over 500. You're like, wow. And now it's the Oakland A's in that division. You're like, man, this is a good ball club. Like, they're scrappy. They hit some home runs. Jed Lowry's got 65-plus ribbies or 4-plus ribbies. You know, good player. They got some good players. Now all of a sudden might be buyers because they've made that deficit behind the Mariners from double digits to 6-plus. But I would say the Rays, because when you look at what Kevin Cash and this team's done, they started something that no one's ever done. Let's try to go ahead and get a bullpen guy to start the game. Let's let him get those tough 5 outs to start the game and then bring our starter in if we don't have really a great 5th starter. And all of a sudden you look at the numbers, they're not bad. Since May 19th or whatever the exact date is, or June, whatever, I look at the Rays thing, and I'm like, maybe other teams are going to buy into this. Maybe they'll lock in. Not every team has 1 through 5, and your big organizations with big money in big markets don't need to do this. But there is something to what's going on and kind of what the Rays have done. So I would answer that question. The Rays are probably the biggest surprise, and give credit to Cash and that organization for what they've done.
Hey, Kevin, how big are you into analytics in baseball?
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge analytics guy. I will tell you this. I think we're losing our eyeballs in this game of baseball.
Agreed.
In all sports. I think our eyeballs and our gut can tell us a whole lot. You could look at me and say, you know what, Kevin Millar's having good at-bats. I know he's 2 for his last 22. But I know he's having good at-bats. There's a couple times he's gone 3-2 and seen 10 pitches and maybe got rung up or hit a line drive to third. And, you know when a guy's, you know, getting ready to turn the corner. I think we're going too far on the other side with everything and all this information. I have no problem with you giving me information, but let's be honest. If I'm in that dugout and I got 2 eyeballs and I'm sitting here and I know the game of baseball and there's a gut feeling to think, I don't care if this lefty's going to face the righty or vice versa. We are so far, like, we have to bring in the right-hander to face the right-hander, and we have to bring in the left-hander to face the left-hander, and we have to pinch hit the left-hander versus the right-hander. Like, at some point, this game's managed on gut feeling. If I was to sit here with Jim Leland and he's smoking a pack of Marlboros and say, hey, thank you for the information, but right now I'm going with Bobby Bonilla because I feel great about this. That's the way the game is. You know, we're just so far on their side right now that it's crazy.
Kevin Millar joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny and Haney. Kevin, MLB Network, we watch every night. You're very entertaining with Chris Rose, but tell us about SeatGeek, another good thing for the people listening to us right now.
SeatGeek's an awesome app. I'm going to tell you, it's the smartest, easiest way to get MLB tickets on all your mobile devices. Download it on your device and enter Millar for $20 off your first purchase. You can search all the games in advance and compare prices and see, but it really is a great app. And I'll tell you, you know, I use it a lot here in Austin for music, you know, let me know who's coming in town. And I tell you, if you're getting a good deal or a bad deal, plus you get view from the seats, you know, on the app. But SeatGeek, tremendous app, promo code Millar for $20 off your first purchase. Go check it out.
SeatGeek.com. Kevin, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Keep that launch angle working.
appreciate it, boys.
And the velocity and everything else. Exit velocity.
All this stuff.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.